The Pageant Cast is brought to you today by eMusic.com. Discover new music in their library of over 3 million MP3s with columns and reviews along with personalized recommendations. As always, we have a great deal for you, the Pageant Cast listeners. Use the link on our Pageant Cast website to sign up for immediate access and preview the service for 14 days, and you can download 35 songs for free. You can cancel at any point and will not be billed. Any MP3s you download are yours just for trying out eMusic. Check it out at eMusic.com/pageant. TKPN! Pageant Cast episode 184. Today on the Pageant Cast, Stephanie Doffenbaugh. She's Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Sarah Wall, Miss International. And you are listening to the only podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, The Pageant Cast, with your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on to today's episode of The Pageant Cast. We're so pleased that you could join us. Just this weekend, we had Stephanie Doffenbaugh, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009, and Serena Ritter. She's Miss Illinois U.S. International 2009. Drop by the TKPN studios. Now, we're going to have one of those interviews here for you today, and then we're going to make you wait a few weeks, probably 2 weeks, and then we're going to put Serena on the program. So that's all happening here on the Pageant Cast. We got a lot of great music set up for today's show with our PodSafe artist, and we have a lot of great goodies in the news pile for this week's show. Now, I should mention something. Next week's show, probably not going to be big on news. The reason is that I'm recording as much as I can ahead of time. I am going to be judging a pageant that particular weekend, and we'll be able to tell you about it after it occurs. So, wishing you all the best. Hope you're enjoying some of this almost summer-like weather. Yeah. I don't know about in your neck of the woods. We got 40s and 50s going right now. So we wish you all the very best. And let's get things started here on this week's Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize. Libby Crawford has been a pageant host since the 1990s and has served as a judge, contestant, and even director in the Globe International United States and America systems. She coaches teen, Miss, and Mrs. candidates and even does personal wardrobe consulting. Libby Crawford and Be Prepared Pageant Coaching will provide our contest winner a 2-hour phone or personal 1-on-1 coaching session. Be sure to get your entry in today to get in on the fun. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on Contest.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have a very special repeat performance here in the TKPN studios. We have a good friend of the show, Stephanie Doffenbaugh. She's Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Fantastic. So glad that you could join us here today on the program. Now, Stephanie, you've been on the show before, and you've been on the show before as part of the Galaxy competitions. This is, I believe, your third division that you've competed in for Galaxy. What is it that keeps you coming back to Galaxy?
I believe in the Galaxy program. I've competed in it three different times, as you mentioned, and I love the camaraderie. I love meeting different girls from different countries. I love everything the Galaxy pageant stands for, and every time I choose to compete, I have chosen the Galaxy system because I only want to represent something that I feel strongly about.
Okay. Now, you're a real pageant pro. What is it about the pageants? You said it's motivating, that it's something that motivates you. What is it motivating you to do that you're happy about?
Well, you know, over the course of years, I think that's changed for me. When I started out, it was just about the thrill of the competition. Mm-hmm. But now, to me, every time I compete, I know it's kind of cliche, but you learn something new about yourself, and the relationships and the friends that I've made with people like Serena and Nikki and Tori and other people that have been in the Galaxy family, to me, that's motivating to be able to go out and have fun and believe in something and have other girls with me that are, we're all coming together for a common goal.
Now, those of you at home, you're not getting to see all the hand gestures that go on during the answers and motioning to Serena, who is also in the side of our studio here today while we record today's program. Now, Stephanie, tell me, you've been in this competition a number of times. What's your favorite phase of competition?
That's tough. I honestly, I love swimsuit, but I think I'm starting to like fashion more.
Okay.
It's just something where I feel that I can express myself and do my own thing, and I can really stand out there.
Now, you have a background that you modeled quite a bit on the East Coast. I believe New York,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. In New York City.
Mm-hmm. So, do you find that you have access to great designers a little bit better than the average pageant lady?
I might. I'm not going to disclose that information.
Okay, then we're not going to ask that question. All right. So when did you really get started in all the pageant side of things, and when did you get started with the modeling? Were they concurrent, or did you start one and then start the other?
I started doing pageants just on a whim, a little fair pageant when I was like 12 years old, and then I think from the time I was 20, I only did one or two other fair pageants. And then when I was in my 20s, I was modeling a lot more, and like you mentioned earlier, in New York. And typically, my agents did not like the pageants. So I did take quite a few years hiatus, and I did not compete whatsoever because I was focusing on my career in New York. And then when I came back home, I picked back up pageantry. So.
Uh-huh. Now, Stephanie, I am going to ask you about something competitive, so you may or may not want to answer this, or we'll have to push off the show until after the competition. But everybody raves about your walk, that you have got the walk down because of all your modeling experience and that. What is it that you bring to the pageant walk? What makes you so good at that?
You know what? Honestly, I think it's just years of me. Just I've been on runways. I've been in print. I've just done so much, and I think it's just that. And I could probably do it in my sleep, and I guess I just don't even have to think about it. It just kind of comes natural for me.
Stephanie, if you would sleepwalk like that, you would start a commotion. I've got no question about that. So is it something that you can be coached on, though? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I believe that you can. I believe that almost, you know, anybody can learn to do it. It's just a matter of just having a little bit of rhythm and getting out there and giving it your all.
Having a little bit of rhythm. Well, you've got quite a bit of rhythm. I always hear a drum beat when I see you walking along there, Stephanie. And you do a great job with that.
Thank you.
Now, how have appearances been this year?
Great. We've really hit our appearances hard. I've judged several other pageants. I've been to a lot of the other Galaxy State pageants, and today I'm actually going to judge the Miss Wisconsin U.S. International, which Britt Harrison owns, as well as she's one of the producers and executive directors for Galaxy.
For Galaxy.
Exactly. So we have been really, really hitting appearances hard and getting out there and promoting the system.
That is so exciting. Hey, Stephanie, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Stephanie Doffenbaugh. And thank goodness I learned how to say that after all these times. Stephanie Doffenbaugh, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Jennifer Hepner, Miss Montana 2008, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
I want to take a moment now to talk to you about eMusic.com. It's the number one site for independent music on the internet. They have over 3.2 million tracks for you to choose from, and the tracks work on your iPod, on your Zune, or actually any MP3 player. Try that with some of the other services. eMusic is the only major digital music service giving you music in that universally accepted MP3s. It's the most popular and versatile digital file format. If you can hear this show, you can use eMusic. We're in the same format. No confusing restrictions, hidden fees, or goofy copy protection schemes. Just the music, and it's ready for you to use. No converting, none of that business. And you can take those songs and you can burn them to your own CD. Whatever you want to do, it's your music. Try that with music off other services, and the FBI will be knocking on your door with all their copy protection schemes and all that sort of thing. Hey, you purchased the music, you can do what you want with it. Burn it onto a CD, throw it on your MP3 player, and listen to it as much as you want. As always, here at the Pageant Cast, we have some special deals for you, the listeners. You can use our link that's out on the Pageant Cast website, and you can sign up for immediate access to over 3 million songs. Now, if you can't get to our site for some reason, it's just emusic.com/pageant. Pretty easy, right? emusic.com/pageant. You can preview the service for 14 days and download up to 35 free songs. And you can cancel at any point, and you won't be billed. Any MP3s you download are yours, just for trying eMusic. A lot of music you hear here on the Pageant Cast is available for purchase, or during that free period, just download at emusic.com. Check them out at emusic.com/pageant. A 14-day free trial with 35 free song downloads. Check it out!
Are you tired of hearing the same song over and over again? Come discover new artists with me, Ed Ovette, your host for Ed's Mixed Bag. The podcast promoting new artists. Ed's Mixed Bag is the weekly music podcast promoting new artists in every genre. Sometimes I throw in an audio clip of another podcast I find interesting enough to share in a segment called Podcaster's Tidbit Audio Clip. I also like to mention any helpful open source software I run into in Ed's software tip. But when it comes to the music, I play everything from reggae to classical, including rock, folk, blues, and jazz, and even electronica. So if you're a music lover and tired of the same old, then come on over to the fun side of podcasts. Come on over and see what else the show has to offer. You won't be disappointed. You can find me at edsmixedbag.podshow.com or simply edsmixedbag.com.
Today from the Podsafe Music Network, we bring to you an artist that if you lived through the 80s like I did, you know them, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. But this song isn't bad to the bone, but let me tell you, it's just every bit as hard as George Thorogood that you remember. Here's Hard Stuff. This comes to you from the Podsafe Music Network at music.poncho.com.
Drowning in my head, drowning in my head. Leave voicemail and comments for Tim and the Pageant Cast. Call 414-517-4908 and let Tim know what you think of the show. This is Juanita Ingram, Mrs. Midwest U.S. Beauties 2009, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast here on TKPN, and I have the incredibly beautiful and distractingly gorgeous Stephanie Doffenbaugh, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009, in the studio with us here today. So you took a long drive here. I heard you kind of took your life in your own hands, but
yeah, I decided to let Serena drive today. Normally I drive, and that might have been a mistake.
Yeah, well, you know, you should get to enjoy thrill rides, so that's always good. Don't worry, sir. In your interview, you'll get to fight back, so that's good. which will be on in another week of the Pageant Cast here on TKPN. So, Stephanie, you're always in dynamite shape when you compete for these pageants. How do you stay in shape?
Well, that's actually a really touchy subject for most people with me. I'm pretty tall. I'm almost 5'8", and I'm rather a really thin, just small frame. I'm naturally that way. I'm very lucky for that. But when I was 25, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, so that keeps my weight really low. So I do have to work out, but I have to work out twice as hard as any normal person in order to even keep weight on me. And I know people are like, oh, poor you. But no, you don't understand what it's like, and it's very difficult. I cannot allow to do too much cardio or activity. Mm-hmm. Everything I do is weight training, and I have to eat certain foods, and it's very challenging. So if when I get a compliment that I look good or I'm in shape, I take that really personally, and that's amazing because I work so hard at it, and I have to have a personal trainer, and it's a struggle that I live with every day of my life.
Now, you said there's certain foods that you can eat. What are some of the foods that you can eat, and what are some of the foods that you can't eat?
Dairy products.
Well,
I wouldn't say no. I'm not supposed to.
Oh, well,
but
okay.
But I pick and choose my battles.
You're in Wisconsin, so try not to breathe too deeply because we have cheese in the air. You have to be cautious. And ice cream every couple of feet. In fact,
don't tempt me.
Just on the exit that you must have taken to get off to come to the fabulous TKPN studio, you actually went past, if you know it or not, 5 different ice cream specialty shop. So
yeah, it was the death ride here, so I wasn't paying attention.
They're fantastic. I'll tell you where they are so that when you're driving later,
Serena.
Exactly. Perfect. That is perfect. Stephanie, tell me, what is your goal in pageantry?
My goal, like I said, in the past, it was to really just be able to do things in my community, to get out to know people. I move around a lot, so I like to be able to meet other people and represent the area in which I am in. And a couple years ago, I moved from New York to a small town. So that was my goal, just to be able to represent my community. And I feel that sometimes if you have a title, you can empower people and you can make people listen to you. And you can just get more of your word across and things that you want to accomplish in life. However, that's changed completely for me. I mean, I still feel that way, but like I mentioned earlier, I have the most amazing friends I have ever had in my entire life, and this past year at the Illinois Galaxy pageant was so tough because every single girl competing there, we were all like the closest of best friends, and it was tough because everyone has to compete against each other, and that was not the fun part, but the fun part is at the end, those relationships that you take with you and the bonds that you make. I have some of the, like, I just hate to keep repeating myself, but the best friends in the world just from pageantry, and my goal is to just every pageant I go to just to have fun and be myself and just take lifelong memories with me.
Well, one of the things I notice about the Galaxy pageants, particularly at the international level, is everybody there seems to be very comfortable with the technology of today, with being able to jump on the internet and say hi to each other, even if they're on the opposite side of the country or the opposite side of the globe, that they can stay in contact. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, definitely. I have friends from New York and Florida, and just the other day I got to meet Mrs. Missouri Galaxy at a pageant, and she was amazing, and her and I have now been texting all week and on Facebook and chit-chatting, and it's great to be able to have that, because a few years ago, or I guess more than a few years ago, we didn't have that opportunity. You get to a pageant and you meet everybody right then and there, and you might not necessarily have the same bonds because now we meet beforehand, which is great.
Absolutely. That's so great. Now, Galaxy is starting with a new venue this year. It's not going to be in Orlando. It's going to be in Tampa, Florida. Does that mean a different type of high humidity hairspray, or is it going to be the same old thing?
God, I hope it can't. It's not. It doesn't get worse. it's already pretty bad.
Are you looking forward to Tampa?
I am, very much. So I'm excited for the new resort. I'm excited just to spend the week there and hopefully have fun. And I know that Maria will drill us hardcore with rehearsals, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm very depressed that I can't go this year because Tampa has the Busch Gardens right there. And there's good roller coasters that I am missing out on, which, of course, you'll be experiencing in just a couple of minutes getting into the car again with Serena.
Yes.
So what's next for you, Stephanie?
Actually, as far as pageantry goes, this is it for me.
Ooh.
I'm not going to say, like, permanently retire, because I never know where life's going to take me in the future.
Right.
But at this point in time, I am going to say that I'm retiring. I am getting married in March. I just got engaged last month.
Okay, I was hoping you'd get to that part. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to lead her into this here.
Yeah, no, I'm newly engaged. So, yeah, next year, 2010, I'm getting married, and I would like to start a family right away. So that is going to be my main goal.
Have you got everything all planned for the wedding, or are you starting to get nervous?
No, we are having a destination wedding, so that is in the works right now.
Ooh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck and success. Now, when you have daughters,
yes,
are you going to encourage pageantry for them?
You know, that is something that my fiance asks me a lot, and I don't think it's anything that I will encourage. I think if they come to me and that's something that they choose to do, I will support them. But if it's not something that I'm going to be pushing my kids into or even asking them to do it, if they come to me and that's what they choose to do, that's great.
That's fantastic. Well, Stephanie, as always, it's been wonderful talking to you, and we really appreciate you taking the time coming up here into the TKPN Fortress and recording today's interview. Any last things you want to tell all of your pageant fans out there?
Nope, just unless you can get to Tampa in July to come check out the pageant. I think it's going to be a really good show this year. I know Maria has a lot of fun stuff up her sleeves, so
Right, fantastic. It's going to be a great competition. Come on out, it's in July. Check out the website for more details. We'll have links to all that on pageantcast.com. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Everybody here at the Pageant Cast would like to congratulate Valerie Hayes and Pageant Talk Radio. She recently had Miss America coming to Pageant Talk Radio. Happened just this past week where she had Miss America 2009 Katie Stamm on her program. And then she was joined by Miss Puerto Rico Scholarship Organization Executive Director, how's that for a title, Joselo Sastre, which I'm sure I mangled. To listen to the show, you can go to pageanttalkradio.com. They do archive their old shows, so even though you didn't hear it live, you can still hear it at pageanttalkradio.com. I'd like to tell you about a good friend of the show, Caitlin Morrell. She is a wonderful young lady. She was our Miss Wisconsin USA for 2007, and she's the only rep that in the past 30 years has placed in the top 15. Well, she recently got a gig with a fantasy sports business, and you can get involved with it. She's their spokesperson for this fantasy sports website. You can check out the clip. It's out on our newsfeed. I have to tell you, one of the blogs that I frequent, I think it's Pageant Fire that wrote this, they said, Miss USA keeps making the tabloids, and Miss America's written up in the Wall Street Journal. Very true. This past week, as you all have heard by now, Miss California USA, Carrie Prejean, was allowed to keep her crown, and I predicted the opposite. You can tell I actually record these when I say I do. She was allowed to keep her crown, and a frustrated Shanna Mokler, who is one of the heads of the Miss California USA pageant executive board, stepped down as a direct result. Really, I sit here and I go, everybody is looking for attention on this thing. Carrie Prejean is probably the top one in that list. Perez Hilton was in there. Donald Trump got his face in front of people. And now Shanna has become important again. And let's, before we start posing Shanna for holy pictures, and she says, well, this is just about them lying about the pictures and etc. She was pretty upset with the answer as well and was already calling for her to give back her crown. Quite frankly, she was in that executive committee at the time that they decided to provide Carrie with implants. So, you know, nobody's holy here, but it really does give a black eye to the entire Miss USA organization. Now, go over to Miss America, which is the goody two-shoes of the two, because Katie Stamm just came back from a trip in Stuttgart, Germany, working with UCOM, E-U-C-O-M, brightening the days of our young men and women that are fighting abroad and are in hospitals. She was on a goodwill tour for our military. Just wonderful stories coming out about her this past week. So really, two processes to getting publicity are very different. Here's what else is different. You can find about 500 stories about Carrie Prejean, and if you find the Katie Stamm stories, you're pretty well looking at the Miss America website. There was one story in the Wall Street Journal, but pretty well it's the Miss America and the pageant websites that were carrying the story. Who do I blame for this? This is the news media. The news media is goofy when it comes to this stuff, and they pick the wrong things to put in the newspapers. What can you do about it? Absolutely, positively nothing. Those newspapers are still going to sell. There's nothing we can do about it. But what we can do is say congratulations to Katie Stamm and keep up the great, great work. Former contestant for the Miss America system, Roxana Sabari, has been released from an Iranian prison, and she is reportedly in good spirits. She's a former Miss North Dakota. She was released from an Iran prison just this past week after more than 3 months in detention. You have probably received emails and heard about this. Previously, the Miss America system has been really working hard on her release. Good news for her and her family. Haley Mack, 24, of Grays in the UK, said it was a dream come true to be crowned winner of the Miss United Kingdom Galaxy Beauty Pageant. You can take a look at her picture. It's out on our news feed.
PageantCast.
Hope you enjoyed this week's PageantCast. Hope that you really got to listen closely to some of the great interviews we were bringing you this week. And we try to bring them to you each and every week. However, you know I have a bias. When the ladies come out to the studio, we do get better recordings because, you know, you're able to do the eye contact. It's just an easier, smoother thing than over the telephone. It's a little more real. And we always appreciate when the ladies can come out and record these interviews. If you'd like to be interviewed for the Pageant Cast, it's easy to do. Just click on the tab that says Get on the Show on our Pageant Cast main page, and it'll give you the directions how to do it. Now, I can't promise to get to everybody because, quite frankly, those days are gone. The days where I had more weeks and requests, those are gone. That's a distant memory for me. But we do everything we can to try to get as many interesting, fascinating guests as possible here on the Pageant Cast. All right, we're going to let you go. And until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.